This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat Narduzzi was on with the PM team. And one of the big questions around Pitt right now, they're 5-0, they're ranked, they have a chance to win the ACC, they got a big matchup this weekend, is this Holstein guy could play himself in the Heisman contention. Is he going to stick around? Is he going to be here for years to come? Or is this the final year he'll be here? Because that's the state of college football today. Well, Narduzzi, well, he answered that.
You know, I think Eli and his family are smart enough to know, listen, you know, him and Cade Bell work really good together, okay? He likes how he calls the game, and those are all great things. I mean, he can win a Heisman Trophy from here. He can win a national championship from here, all those things. But you know what? You can think that it's all about you, and it's all you, and you can go somewhere else, and all of a sudden go from being really good to not being very productive. So I think, you know, when you have a good thing going, I think, you know, people are smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah. Where's the lie?
Well, I mean, I told you about the conversation I had with his mom. Did I tell you about that?
With Holstein's mom?
Yes.
Yes.
About the transferring and their roles and how much they like Pittsburgh. And, you know, everything, if you're winning and you're on a team, and, you know, things are so different than whenever I was playing and, you know, back in the day. Everything is different. There's a lot of money involved. And I know Pitt will do right by Holstein whenever that time does come of what his asking price will be, because it's going to go through the roof and he's going to have people approach him to offer him a lot of money. But I look at it like this. I had a conversation maybe like a year or two ago with Tom Bradley. I saw him at a establishment, and I love Tom Bradley. You know, was, you know, one of the best recruiters. You know, I was at Penn State at the time, and, you know, very close with my family. And he was like, "Thorne, if you would have went to Penn State and came to Penn State and just listened to me, I'd have made you a really good player." And I was like, "That's funny that you say that, Tom, because I was the best tight end in the country at Pitt." And we just laughed, and I was like half serious, because whenever you're on a good football team, I don't think it really matters where you play, and is there greener pastures on the other side? Like, it does matter where you play, and if you're in a spot and you already are really good, and you do have opportunities of playing in, you know, the playoffs now, like if in a national championship, that's a whole other deal. But if you have an opportunity to play in the playoff every single year, well, does transferring to Oregon really make a difference in where your career could go whenever your career is already starting off the way it is right now? Or would you rather be comfortable? Would you rather, because you're going to make some money. I mean, you're going to make enough money. You're gonna
I've
make
been
a
told
lot.
They're taking care of that already.
They're taking care of that. And would you want to transfer for your third time? And would you want to fracture a relationship with your offensive coordinator who is, you know, alongside of helping you become this player? So, to me, personally, I'm not worried about Holstein at all, his future. He's going to be a Pitt Panther. I definitely believe that. I'm not worried about it at all, because every mean to where you want to get to at the end of the day, you can get that here.
Kenny Pickett was a Heisman Trophy finalist. Kenny Pickett was a first-round draft pick. You can have the best receiver in football at Pitt. They did with Jordan Addison. They did with Larry Fitzgerald. You can contend for a conference championship. They won one a couple of years ago. There's not a team in college football that has a better winning percentage than Pitt right now. So I think a lot of what Pat Narduzzi said was correct. And when he talks about national championship, I think he's talking about the path to the playoff now is easier than it's ever been before. And you just keep taking care of business. You're in the playoff and you're playing with a chance to go to the national championship.
And whether that, you know, whatever, however they finish this year, it's going to be a positive year because of last year. And they've given, you know, Pitt fans and, you know, Pitt supporters, you know, hope every single week. Like, every single week, we, you know, even tomorrow, like, you still have a lot of hope because of how this offense is and how the tables have turned from last year to this year. So whenever Narduzzi says he has an opportunity to win a national championship here, that's not just saying this year.
Correct.
Like, Desmond Reeve will be back next year. They'll figure out a way to get him some money. If Eli comes back next year, Cade Bell will be back next year. He'll have some receivers back. Kenny Johnson will be back next year. Like, we're building something to get to that point. If it doesn't happen this year, it could happen next year.
It could be the year before the year, and you're 5-0.
Right.
So why wouldn't you right now think the sky's the limit?
Right, and it's anybody's game. Like this whole college playoff thing just throws. You know, it's exciting for us, and it's exciting for teams like Pitt that if they do win their conference, that I mean, everybody is 0-0. Like who knows? I mean, any Sunday or any Saturday can be anybody's game. So you have an opportunity. You never know what could happen.
Vanderbilt just beat Alabama.
Exactly. Like college football, and I tweeted this last week, and we talked about it yesterday. It's the best thing going right now because I don't know who is good. I mean, I know who is good, but I don't know who's going to be the champion at the end. I really don't know because everybody, I mean, four or five teams that were ranked in the top 15 last week lost?
Yeah, and I think we're going to find out a lot more about Ohio State. It's their first real test this weekend heading to Autzen Stadium in Oregon. But, okay, Georgia loses to Bama. Bama turns around and loses to Vanderbilt. Georgia, the week before, they got taken down to the wire by Kentucky. Kentucky beats a previously undefeated Ole Miss team. Like, college football is the Wild West right now, yeah. Not just with NIL right. And conference realignment. We're talking about on the field. So, yeah, as long as there's enough money and you are in a situation where you're comfortable, there's no reason to go anywhere.
The chances for a team like Pitt and a school like Pitt to win a national championship are better than ever.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct.
Just by the landscape.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Better than ever. And it's people, Dorn, you really think Pitt? Like, no, I'm just saying that if you get an opportunity, I don't know who could.
Maybe the tournament.
Win.
If you're in the tournament, you've got a shot. Of course.
Don't know.